Hey guys, welcome to episode 8 of Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. I'm Jerry.
I'm Amanda.
Amanda, it's been a couple weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, it has been. Lots of things have been going on.
Well, do share.
What happened? I had to spend a lot of money to fix my car. That happened.
That's never good.
No, I thought the brakes went on my car, and that was not the case. Like, the hubs or something went on it. I don't know what hubs are, but the hubs went.
The hubs went.
Yeah, hubs went. I don't know. I know it was a $500 situation that was more than that. And then I had to get like my shocks and struts done too. It was like $1,700 when all was said and done.
Oh, nice.
I want to throw up in my mouth.
So the hubs, like the calipers or the rotors?
I don't know what a hub is. I just know that it was lots of money. And I was
they have a hub assembly, which is, you know, it's a bunch of different stuff in there, and it's possibly, you know.
I don't know. She said a hub, and I was like, I don't know, just fix what you need to fix because I need a vehicle. So get her done. And then let's see. Then there was a crackhead. I think it was a crackhead roaming my parking lot. I was like, I was out, and I don't know, I was like hosing something down, and he scared me because he came around like a bush with his little chihuahua. And I was like, oh, he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. And like, what did I think to say was, are you lost? I'm like, are you lost? And he just kind of looked at me. And then I went, I see you. And that's like all I said. And then I went back in the house like a weirdo. Like,
yeah, I'm sure he was probably more freaked out by you. And he probably wouldn't have crackhead. He was probably just walking his dog.
No, he looked a little crackheady. He looked a little sus. So it's just kind of like, so it's just.
You sound like the type of people that live in these million-dollar houses. One time I was driving around with a girlfriend and her kids.
Yeah.
And we were in this neighborhood that was nothing but million-dollar houses on golf courses.
I don't have a million-dollar house, no, but he was suspicious. And a murder just happened up the street from my house. So a murder was like a homicide. And so now I'm always, and there's like cops everywhere. I don't know. It's just not, it's weird. So I was just like, I see you. Like, who the fuck says that? Me. I say that to somebody.
Well, what I was telling you is we were riding around in that neighborhood at time, and we were just admiring how awesome the houses were. And yeah, one of them had this circular, you know, driveway where you know, it's like something you'd see on most of the movies and stuff like that, of the fancy houses. And
yeah,
you know, we drove up. We shouldn't have, but we drove up, and we were just driving through the driveway. This lady come running out of her house. This is, you know, 25 years ago. She come running out of her house, basically doing the same thing. Yeah, it was.
I see you.
It was like, what are you doing? Like, we didn't even stop. We literally
just rolled by.
We came and we just rolled. But she seen it, and I could see why. You know, you're out in an expensive house, an expensive, you know, neighborhood.
No, I just live in like a little shit shack and whatever. And I'm like, but he just, I've never seen him before. Like, I normally see, like, I've never seen this guy before. He's shirtless. He looks dirty. Like, maybe I'm just being judgy, but I don't know. Something didn't sit right with me because I've never seen him. And then he like walked to the back and like disappeared. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where he went. And then like, of course, I had to go back and investigate to see like where he could have went.
Oh, of course you did. I wouldn't expect anything less.
No, I had to like see. And so like I'm out there in the back, and it's like a wooded area. And like, there's definitely a path to something. But I was getting chewed up alive by mosquitoes, and like I had to stop being so impulsive because for all I know, he was just like, he was bad. You know what I mean? I'm like, I gotta reel myself in. Amanda, what are you, a nut job? Yeah, me stalking homeless people. Because I was like, really? I'm like, who is this guy? And normally I don't care, but it was just so random. It's like on a main street. Like, why are you in this parking lot? You have a sidewalk. You have a side street you could go down. It was just so bizarre. And of course, I had to investigate it. I had to know. And I'm not normally like that, but he was giving me the heebie-jeebies. I took one look at him and I was like, I see you, bud.
I've never seen you as a judgy type. Now I have to worry constantly what you're thinking about me.
No, you don't have to. No, because you don't look like a crackhead, so it's fine.
Now, if I lost the weight that I needed to, I would. Anyways, so I had my heart procedure. That went well, so a lot of people were reaching out, so thank you for that. You know, this show is way behind where my other show is. So, you know, it'll be weeks before anybody hears this episode. Right? This episode we're recording in July, and it won't come out till the right near the end of August. So
right. So what the hell did I say to you? Did you get restarted yet? You haven't been restarted yet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've not been restarted. But you know, who knows? There's still plenty of time in the day. Maybe I can get restarted before we get off the air.
And no, don't get restarted on the air with me, because then I don't know what I'm gonna do, because you're probably gonna go pass out, or and it's just you're just gonna hear, and that's gonna be it.
They told me that if I'm driving and it happens, I asked them, I was like, well, what if this happens while I'm driving?
Right.
And they said that it's not something. See, it's just like the paddles they use on TV, right? That you see God. On TV.
Yeah.
But because the paddles have to go through your skin and all that other stuff.
It's right in there.
They're a lot more supercharged. So because this is inside my chest and wired directly to my heart, it doesn't take as much. Supposedly, so you don't have that big flip up in the air that you see on TV when they do it.
Yeah, so supposedly they're like clinically dead when they're doing that. When you're being paddled, aren't you like dead? Like you're dead when you're being paddled, right?
Well,
right.
That's when you're dying. That's when this goes off. This goes off when my heart stops. If my heart completely stops, there won't be time for anybody to get there. It'll shock to try to bring it back. That's what it does. So,
wait, but then do you have to call 911 after it happens?
They didn't say so. They said. They go on about my day, call the doctor.
What?
Let them know that it went off.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sure they probably want you to come into the hospital, but it's not a 911 thing.
What if you turn into a zombie? Like, you get paddled and then you're a zombie.
I talked to a guy the other day that said his has went off 7 times over the years. And my phone did. That's oddly enough the sound of the TV.
Unprofessional.
It's unprofessional. And that is funny enough. 7 times over the years.
Over the years.
Yeah, he's had his for a while. 7 times
in a day.
No.
Jesus. All right. You are kind of like half of a robot. That's kind of cool.
I am. I'm like the bionic man.
That's right. I love that.
So from now on, you have to call me Terminator.
Yeah. Let's call you the Shockinator.
That's how we'll start doing the show. Amanda, can you imagine? We'll see if people. Amanda, can you imagine being so hungry that no amount of food could satisfy your hunger? Ugh. You probably can, because you probably are in a constant state of the munchies.
Depends. Really all depends on the mood and what I have in my kitchen. And if I feel like cooking.
What if at the same time you're hopelessly poor? And you have to eat everything from rocks to garbage, to medical waste, to animals, just to fill your stomach.
No, just shoot me. Just kill me. Actually, I think I know this story.
We'll see.
Okay.
If you do,
I'm going to act surprised. No,
I want you to yell it out if you know it.
Well, can I tell you what I think it is?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's that dude that went to the hospital and he like ate a baby, right? Is this the guy that ate the baby? He like ate a baby and like he went and he was like eating tires and can't. He was like a goat. He had some like rare disease or something.
It's possible it might be the same thing, but it's not going to come across the way you just said it.
He eats babies.
All right. So that was the situation with a man named Terrer. He lived in France in the 1700s.
I think this is it.
He was born in 1772, and even as a child, his appetite was of epic proportions. Before he was a teenager, he could eat his weight in beef in the course of a day.
That's gross.
Think about that, though. If he weighed 75 pounds,
he had a tapeworm.
I mean, that's a lot of meat in one day.
That's disgusting.
That's a lot of anything. In one day, 75 pounds or so.
What is 70 pounds? Like, how much is that? Like, and not pounds.
Well, that's a small child. That's an 8 or 9 year old kid.
That's my son. Yeah, 80 pounds. Yeah, that's gross.
So, his parents couldn't afford to feed him, so they shipped him off to Paris. He's in Paris. It's the late 1780s. And he's got no money. So he ends up falling in with a group of beggars and performers and pickpockets. These people did nothing but roam the streets of Paris and just tried to do whatever they could to make money. But Terreur soon realized that people would pay to watch him eat all sorts of odd and what most people would consider inedible objects.
Yeah.
This included stones.
Yeah.
Corks. Live animals.
What do you mean live animals? Like, he didn't even cut them. He just ate them. He just stuck them in his mouth and munched on them. That's just nasty.
He'd even eat an entire basket of apples. He would swallow them whole one after the other.
What? What did he look like?
Well, we're going to get to that. But because of eating these enormous quantities of odd items, not surprisingly, he ended up at the hospital numerous times, usually with severe intestinal issues that could only be treated with harsh laxatives. I wonder what their harsh laxatives were back then.
Nope. I don't want to even think about it.
Terreur was resilient, though. He always recovered.
Pause. Do you think they like put stuff on like a cloth and shoved up his tush? Like some, I don't know. Like, I feel like they like,
I'm sure they had enemas in the late 1700s.
But like real quick, did they have tapeworms in the 1700s too?
Sure.
Yeah. How come they didn't? Okay. Whatever. Tell your story. Let's hear it.
Well, he always recovered. So that was a good thing. This illness though was going to stick with him for the rest of his life. And there aren't too many pictures of him. You asked what he looked like.
He said
that he had particularly soft hair and for the most part, normal facial features. But he had a huge tongue, a massive jaw that opened up like a trap door, and his mouth was oversized.
Like that lady on TikTok with the big mouth. Have you seen her?
I don't know if I have or not. This was supposed to be 4 inches wide.
Oh, boy.
So, your mouth is probably 2 inches wide.
I don't know. That's gross. He's just eating animals on the streets. Come here, cat. Meow, 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 meow.
They said if his cheeks were completely stretched out, you could hold a dozen eggs or apples in his mouth.
Apples are different shapes, so that's...
Small apples, though.
Could be big giant Macintosh apple. You never really know.
But no matter how much he ate, he couldn't gain weight. At the age of 17, he only weighed 100 pounds. But he had loose skin that was hanging like in big folds over his jowls and over his midsection.
Oh, he was terrifying.
When he would eat, it would almost inflate. So he would gorge himself, and this thing would like inflate until he was completely filled up. All that loose skin was filled up. And then afterwards, he'd become really lethargic and just like fall into a deep sleep.
Maybe this isn't the guy. What the fuck? Like, what do you mean loose? Like people that have had like severe weight loss?
It would probably look like somebody had severe weight loss.
What the frig? And it like, did it puff up like Popeye?
Yeah, it would puff up after he would eat so much that he would fill his whole body out.
And no one thought that this was a problem? Like, what is happening?
Well, they all knew it was a problem. They just didn't know what it was. Ugh. So even when he slept, he would make these chewing and swallowing motions with his mouth. And he would pass, they said it was these horrible amounts of gas from both ends. That look on your face is priceless. I wish people could see it.
Ugh.
Amanda, he had the ability to keep almost everything down, so he never threw up, but he had this chronic diarrhea so bad that one doctor described his diarrhea as fetid beyond all conception.
That's what does that mean?
It means that there was so much diarrhea because of how much he ate. It was more unbelievable than...
So, like, the doctor didn't even believe what he was seeing. He's like, this guy's a freak of nature.
Exactly. He was also known to sweat profusely. And he has such bad body odor that no one could stand to be anywhere near him.
This is the guy.
And these things got worse as he ate.
He was, like, oily, too, or something, right? Wasn't there something about oil with him?
I didn't see anything about the oily, but that doesn't mean that's not the case. He didn't seem to have any strange conditions other than the fine hair, the body odor, and the appetite. And that suggested that he might have suffered from some type of hyperthyroidism.
Yeah.
Another theory is that he might have had hyperpolyphagia. That, in a way, could have explained it. And that's where part of the brain has an issue. And that would have caused it.
These but people what causes who have, the loose skin?
Well, the loose skin's probably where he ate so much. And then he lost the weight, but he just lost the weight almost instantly from diarrhea rather than the people who lose it over, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
It's so fucked up.
Apparently, the same thing happens to these people with polyphagia is they eat and eat and eat and they're never satisfied.
Polyphagia.
In 1792, war broke out, and Terreur actually joined the Revolutionary Army. Life in the army was pretty difficult for him, though, because he couldn't get enough to eat.
He shall military, eat his enemies.
His military ration didn't put a dent in his appetite, so he resorted to doing odd jobs for other soldiers in exchange for a portion of their food. But even with that, it was not enough. So what he did was he would go out and go to the garbage, scraps, and find anything that he could possibly eat. In a matter of months, his health, as you can imagine, deteriorated to such an extent that they started giving him, the army started giving him 4 times the regular rations. This didn't help at all. He couldn't even do his basic tasks in the military with 4 servings of food a day. So eventually 2 of the army's physicians became fascinated with his condition and they wanted to see what was going on. Their first task was to see if he was being real or if he was just faking this to try to get out of the army because, you know, nobody wants to go to the front line.
No.
Well, to test this, they decided that they were going to put a mess of food in front of Terreur that had been prepared for 15 laborers. If he could eat these 2 large meat pies, and that just sounds disgusting on its own.
Meat pie. Let me have some meat pie.
And 4 gallons of milk.
What?
It would prove to them that he actually could eat all this food and he had that disorder.
Wait, pause. If you drink too much milk, though, doesn't that make you vomit? Like, isn't that...
I mean, I would guess if you're lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant. Nuh-uh. Like, I didn't think that mattered. Like, I thought if you drank, like, way too much milk, like, you, like, projectile vomited. That's why when they had to do away with, like, milk drinking contests as people were puking.
Well, they did. We just did a story about a woman that died from a water drinking contest.
I've heard of that story. That was wild. It was like a radio contest.
It dilutes your electrolytes. So.
Yep, and she did.
But regardless of the fact, we know you hate milk, and so you're a milk hater. And
I don't hate milk. I just can't drink it. Conspiracy milk theory.
So he eats every bit of this food that was in front of him, and then continued to drink a bunch of cooking grease.
Oh, what?
And then he went to sleep.
What do you mean cooking grease? Like
cooking grease?
That's so gross. Oh, geez.
Now they said if he hadn't, once he had enough rest and an abundance of food, Terreur was partially recovered. The doctors allowed him to stay at the hospital even longer than he probably should have been, just so they could study him a little bit. But soldiers were in short supply. It was the war, and his supervisors requested he be given back to normal status as a soldier. Well, the doctor didn't really want to give up his prized patient, so he hatched a plan that would allow Terreur to do some special things. Terreur. So this plan had Terreur to eat a small wooden box with a note in it. They put a note in the box and had him eat the box. If the box passed through his digestive system intact, Terreur could then be used to deliver top secret documents with nobody having a clue what's going on.
Hold on. So then he'd have to diarrhea that. Oh my God. He'd have to diarrhea that out. Would he not?
Yes, he would.
That's fucked up. That's nasty.
So to demonstrate, the doctors made Terreur eat this box in front of a bunch of high-ranking French officers. Afterwards, he was rewarded with a wheelbarrow of raw bull organs.
What?
That he devoured completely.
This is gross. This is a gross episode.
Raw bull organs.
He didn't. That's...
2 days later, he passed the box. How bad your diarrhea where it takes you 2 days to pass all that? But I guess if you're eating that much food,
yeah,
I would have thought that it would have been that same day.
But wood isn't going to digest, right? So did he like shit out a box?
He did.
He shit out the whole box? What does butthole look like? What is happening right now?
I don't know how big the box was, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's still a box.
The commander pulled the box out, and the letter was perfectly legible. So Terreur was tasked.
No big deal.
Terreur was tasked with carrying an important message to a colonel who had been over and captured by the Persians. So when it was time to leave, he dressed up as a German peasant. He ate the box. And that night he crossed into Prussia. I said Persians, but they were Prussians. Now, his inability to speak the language kind of drew suspicion on him. And yeah. They decided that, you know what, you probably don't belong here. And they locked him up, which is exactly where he needed to be. He needed to be in Prussia locked up. That's where the
right, but hold on a second. Back to the box. How is he not choking on the box? Like, how big is his, like, esophagus and throat?
His throat and his mouth were much bigger than the average
person.
But
he's fitting a box down there. Like, the box.
You don't know how big the box is.
I need to know, because now it's going to haunt. Now I'm going to have to figure it out. Because I need to know how this is happening.
Well, once he got caught, he didn't give any info, even though he was interrogated pretty roughly.
They beat him
and
up.
they didn't find anything on him.
He should have so just ate them.
They really didn't have much to go with, but they sent him to prison for some further questioning. Now, after a few days, he cracked because he didn't have anything to eat, and now he was starving.
He was dying. And
he tells them that he's got this box inside. So they chain him to a latrine and they wait for it to pass. Sure enough, it did. And they opened it up and there was a message. And the message that was actually a dummy message, though, that was meant to be just confirmation that this plan would work. They didn't really have anything in there that gave anything away.
Right.
So other than that, everything seemed to be, you know, it was like, well, I mean, the guy's pretty much worthless. So instead of killing him and keeping him in prison, they sent him back over to France. Now, they were going to send him to the guillotines, or the gallows to be hanged, I guess, is what they did.
Yeah.
But as a last-second decision, they said, yeah, no, we're just going to send you back to France. Once he was back in France and he crossed the front line, he was like, I definitely don't want to go through this anymore. So he went to the hospital and he said, you know what? If you will let me stay in the hospital, I will forego to any test, whatever that you want me to do.
And eat a small child.
And well, you say that, but that's not necessarily what happened. Now, while he was in there, the doctors tried everything from tobacco pills to a strict diet to him eating boiled eggs and vinegar. I don't know where that came from, but nothing worked. But as you said, during his time in there, Terreur was eating and eating and eating, and eventually he would start sneaking out of his room and
babies,
going through the garbage piles and the butcher's shop and eating whatever he could. And on one occasion, he was caught inside the hospital drinking blood from the bloodletting department and suspiciously even the morgue.
See what I tell you, he's eating something that's not, he shouldn't be eating, like all of that, but also humans.
One doctor said that he thought he could find a cure, but his colleagues were not happy about it. And they were like, yeah, we probably just need to go ahead and get rid of the guy. He did manage to convince them for a little bit longer that it was a psychological problem that could probably be cured. But this was about the time when a 14-month-old baby in the hospital went missing.
I told you.
And they said it went missing under mysterious circumstances. It was unclear whether he had anything or not to do with it, but at the same time, he did flee the hospital, never to return.
He ate
Now,
a
years
baby.
later, in 1789, the doctor was told, his the doctor that was on his side the whole time, that Terreur was at a hospital in Versailles and he wanted to see him. So when the doctors went and saw him, Terreur told him that he had swollen a golden fork 2 years earlier, and he thought that that might have been what was wrong with him. The doctor examined him, didn't find a fork, but he did find out that he did have a chronic last stage case of tuberculosis. So Terreur ended up passing away a few months later. And that obviously was from the tuberculosis, had a lot to do with it, but he also had a bout of diarrhea that left him in very bad dehydration. And that's what eventually took him out.
But all
So he did.
all the other bouts of diarrhea did not leave him in severe dehydration. Like, what?
I don't know why this one had it
This
all,
one
but
really took him down. Like, what?
an autopsy was done and it proved that his mouth and his throat were abnormally large. And it looks as if his body had been in a state of severe infection for years. His bladder and liver were not of normal size, and his stomach was massive and covered in ulcers. At
Yeah,
the end of
because
the
of the,
autopsy,
ugh.
they still never determined what the problem was.
So they don't know. Can like we dig them up now and find out? Like, what is, I'm so curious.
I would think that would have been done already. You would have thought,
Right?
but
Because
that.
like that's crazy. Like he just going around eating babies and shit. Like, come on. He did. How does a 14-month-old missing? Like, that's not a coinkydink.
And he did eat live animals in the past, so it's
Yeah. He's a cannibal.
that's probably what he did. He was drinking blood from the bloodletting patients, for God's sake.
He's stinky and a zombie. Gross. I mean, or RIP, I guess, but like, did you eat a child? I don't know. Like, he probably did.
And they said he was in the morgue, but I mean, I would have there wasn't any stories about missing body parts or anything.
Yeah, but like, what if he was doing weirdo shit? Like, just like small things you didn't notice. You know what I mean? Something weird. I mean, I
I
don't
mean,
know.
with everything else he was doing, I don't think there's nothing he could have done that would have been much weirder.
I mean, he's eating boxes and shitting. I don't, that's gross.
If
I
all
want to know
that's
what.
true, how is that not the most weird person ever?
It's pretty fucked up. Imagine you walking in on him just gargling up some blood. Like, what are you doing? Like, is that how he got tuberculosis? Like, I don't know if that's bloodborne,
Well, I mean, it's airborne, but
but.
I would think that that's still a possibility.
Ugh. So he's like a giant human mosquito. Gross. Just sucking up blood, lapping it up. Like, but also, how did he pass military stuff? Like, don't you have to be like a certain.
They needed anybody back then. I
So
mean,
they
there was
just
a
took
war
him.
going on. They just took anybody.
Like,
Yeah,
he could have.
although they didn't used to have all these requirements for the military. I
Oh,
mean,
it's
back in
just
the
like, come one, come
Civil
all.
Yeah, and the Civil War and stuff like that, it didn't matter if you were 60 years old, you'd go. And then
Yeah.
eventually they started putting in rules like,
You can't be five and joining the military, that kind of thing.
well, you could it couldn't be if you were the only son in your family, you couldn't be drafted and stuff like that. You could still sign up, but you couldn't be drafted if you were the only son. And so there was all kinds of rules and regulations in effect. And then they started, there used to be so many people want to go in the military, they could be picky and choosy, but then it got to where there wasn't that many people anymore, and there you go.
Yeah,
It
I don't
eventually
know.
got back to that level again, but yeah, because I mean, you imagine if you got a club foot, you couldn't be in the military, or if you had,
Yeah, just like small, like colorblind, you can't be. I know that's one.
I could see how that could be.
I think it's colorblind. You can't have like asthma or allergies, I don't think. I'm not sure. I think the allergies are like within reason. Because like, yeah, what do? If you're on the field and you come across a peanut, you know what I mean? Like now what? So, peanut. Well, you know what I mean?
What are you fighting in Georgia?
I don't know. Like if someone's eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and they have a peanut allergy, I don't know. Like what are you going to do? Now you're out. You're just out there. Just bumming out. That's terrible.
Yeah, we got the enemy coming over there, but we got worse problems. There's a peanut field. Oh, fuck. Not a peanut field.
Oh, no. I mean, like, come on. There's so many crazy things that you just got to, like, the fine print. Yeah. I'm telling you. But wait, hold on. I know you got to go, but I have one more question about this gentleman.
Okay. I don't have the answer.
No, you probably definitely don't. But did he also eat like human organs as well? Like, do we know if he was doing that?
I didn't hear anything about human organs.
Maybe that's what he was doing in the morgue. He was fishing around looking for like just like organ parts, and they wouldn't know if it was like bagged up or something. You know what I mean? Like, how would they know? They probably weren't keeping.
I just couldn't imagine being in a situation where you were so constantly hungry to where you just wanted to eat anything and you felt the need to have to do it. That would be a horrible situation to be in.
I would be like, fix me now. Fix me now. Hurry up and fix me.
He tried. Nobody could fix him.
It was also the 1700s. I didn't even know what was happening. He was probably like 25 when he died. How old was he when he died?
You know what? I threw my paper away. He was born in 1772. And he died. Yeah, he couldn't have been very old. I probably mid-30s at most.
At best, yeah. So he didn't live super duper long.
Yeah, because it just said several years later he got a call. And so I don't know how long that was.
He got a call for what? The army?
Well, the doctor got a call several years later that he was in the hospital. So like, I don't know when that took place.
Can you imagine? But like oh my God, that's so crazy. I mean, like I see, I did hear about this story, but like, I just remember when I was listening to it, they're emphasizing how he ate a baby. I mean, maybe he didn't really eat a baby, but stranger things.
It was suspicious.
I mean, that's very suspicious.
The baby disappeared and he had been going into drinking blood and going into the morgue. So I would say more than likely he probably ate the baby, but
that's fucked up. God.
I mean, I wonder if he killed the baby first. Or
I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. Don't even say it out loud. Keep it in there. He probably just, we're just going to, he ate animals too. So live ones. He didn't even cook them or anything. He just honked.
I've been watching these videos from the wilderness men or the wilderness cooking.
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
I've been posting some of it. I think it's in Cambodia. I don't know. It's obviously somewhere in Asia, but they are, you know, they're out by the river and they're just going out barefoot and shirtless and grabbing whatever food. And you see them skinning them and cooking them in this giant wok.
That's a no.
This is some of the most gross. And it's not even the food. The food's gross too. Trust me. They're eating salamanders and whatever.
Roaches. Who knows?
Bats. They grabbed a bunch of bats up and started cooking them, and the bats weren't even dead yet.
What the
fuck? Put them in a bag. And then they're eating these things, and they're eating bones and everything.
They're eating bones?
Yes, unlike the bats. I have no idea how they're doing this. And the salamanders and all this stuff. But I'll send you some videos.
Oh, please do. Yes. Can't wait to see that.
I'm hooked on them now. But anyways, it's like when they eat, it's literally like they haven't eaten in 6 months. I mean,
are they super skinny?
Yes, but they know how to cook. I mean, they literally have, and they know what YouTube is because they got a picture of them holding their awards, the plaques that YouTube sends for getting so many views and stuff. And the video quality is excellent quality.
So they know what they're doing.
No, I mean, they have like cutting boards and they're cutting the spices up and stuff. They know what they're doing.
They got to call Gordon Ramsay, get him out there.
Primitive, you know.
That's fucking wild. See, no thank you. No thanks. I mean, like, I was watching a movie and it was just a movie and I forget the name of the movie. But like the guy eats a tarantula, like it's alive, and he just like bites it, and like all the goo comes out of it. And I have to like fast forward through that part because it's disgusting. I'm like, and I have to like fast forward through it because it's so gross. Like I can't imagine.
I'm gonna send you some videos.
I love that for me. Actually, wait, have you gone down the Britney Spears rabbit hole?
No, not the recent one. Oh, I know there's some stuff after she tried to get a picture with that basketball player.
Got punched from in the France. Face. Yeah, but you hear how she's punched. Like possibly an imposter. I can't stop like watching all the videos.
No, but you know, that's coming out with Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx might be an imposter. Look at these two pictures. Look how different he looks. Mm-hmm. I've seen the same thing with Joe Biden. I've seen it with who's the chick that there's another conspiracy, Avril Lavigne.
Oh yeah, she's supposedly the real Avril's dead, and she's supposedly it's like in an album cover. She even like has it blatant in your face. Like I've seen it, and I'm just like, oh my god, I got to stop doing this at midnight.
That stuff's been going on for years. I mean, Paul McCartney supposedly was dead. There was the Paul is dead rumors back in like 67 or something like that.
That one's real because I've actually seen side by sides, and the gentleman that replaced him does not really look like the one that is deceased. And he's dead real now, I think, too, right? Like, isn't there only two Beatles? Aren't there only
him
two
and Ringo
Beatles left? Oh, yeah. The imposter and Ringo. Gotcha.
They called him Faux Paul. There was like a George Harrison. It was supposed to be a documentary that was all George Harrison. It was somebody doing his voice, but it was talking about how it all took place. It was pretty cool, and it's almost impossible to find these days. I saw it like 10 years ago.
I remember seeing that stuff. And then you got
Tupac. You know, people Tupac saying Shakur. People saying that he wasn't really dead, and those couple of albums that came out afterwards, it's just him doing new music. It wasn't stuff from the vault. And so these stories are always going to be around of celebrities.
Yeah, Elvis, it's just whether you
Lord knows it. Elvis has never died. He's still
actually and I know this is going to sound so bananas, but have you seen the photo of this old guy who's always at Graceland? And they did like a side by side of him and Elvis, and they aged Elvis, and they're like freaking identical. It's creepy. And it's probably not. It's probably just good genetics and they look similar. But like, you know what I mean? I'm like, ooh, that's so weird. Like, there's AI and everything else out there. You don't really ever know what you're looking at. But even so, it's just harder to get away with stuff, too, because everything's on the phones. Everyone's recording stuff. So I just feel like the whole Britney Spears thing. You heard about her husband and how he's got a green screen room? No. You hear about this whole thing? Yeah, if you look it up, it's fucked up. I'll send you a video. And then there's another photo of him posing with Britney Spears, but they like zoomed in on his glasses, and there's actually really nobody sitting next to him. It's really weird.
All right. Well, next week we're gonna let you get in detail with that. So brush up on it, little one.
God. Oh God.
Hey, that's what we do on this show. That's a perfect story for the show.
You gotta remind me.
I will remind you. I'll remind you in the middle. I'll remind you on Monday.
Yeah, remind me on Monday, and then I can be like, oh my god, have you heard about Princess Diana? And then I'll get you going down that hole, too.
All right. So what's what we need to do? Just a whole show on conspiracy theories.
Because they're nuts. Insane. Yes. They waste all right, my time.
Well, that wraps us up for this week.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your week, buddy.
You too.
All right. Bye.